Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Did we get Lucifer wrong? Gary Randall Wallace challenges long-term Christian beliefs. Have Christians misunderstood some of the Bible's most commonly accepted teachings for centuries? On this episode of This Week in America, I welcome Gary Randall Wallace, author of To Hell with the Devil, It's Time to Blow the Lid Off Lucifer's Coffin, for a thought-provoking discussion that challenges traditional interpretations of Scripture. Drawing on more than 40 years of Bible study, theological training, and ministry experience, Gary presents the biblical perspective on Lucifer, Satan, false doctrines, the Sabbath, and the importance of examining Scripture for yourself. His book encourages believers to revisit familiar passages, ask difficult questions, and seek a deeper understanding of God's Word. Gary Randall Wallace, theologian and author of the challenging To Hell with the Devil, It's Time to Blow the Lid Off Lucifer's Coffin, is our guest on This Week in America. Gary, welcome to the program. Looking forward to the conversation. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Rick. Glad to be here.
So much to talk about. Let's start with the vision, that this vision, one vision, really changed your life. Talk about this and the life-altering experience it led you to.
Well, the vision happened many, many years ago when I first got saved. And it came in two parts, and I've never had another vision since then. But the reason I know it came in the first part happened 10 years later, exactly as I saw it in the vision. So the second part of the vision, it was so overwhelming. My mind couldn't comprehend all that I was seeing in a flash, but I knew it was the end times. That's all I knew. I remember thinking about, in fact, several confirmations after I got off that vision, and on the radio, I heard the same kind of thing, but all these years it's been closed up. But now, God is going to reveal, I think, those things in the vision to me. And I remember asking him, I said, Lord, well, am I going to be a part of this vision? And I said, Lord, if I open my Bible to Isaiah 6, I'll know. Because when I first got saved before that, the Lord woke me up three times in the middle of the night to read Isaiah 6. So when I said that, I opened that book exactly to Isaiah 6. So that's the second part of that fantastic, unbelievable vision definitely is happening. And I think this is a part of it in the beginning of it, and my book, of course. God wants to get the truth out, and there's some, especially Lucifer, because I'll break it down real quick. It says in the 14th chapter, take this proverb against the king of Babylon. And then it goes into Lucifer. Well, what's a proverb? It's a metaphor, Jesus talked in parables. A parable was a fictitious narrative about things in life, and so if strictly, that was talking exactly about King Nebuchadnezzar. If you read Isaiah 14 and Daniel 4, you'll see the whole scenario right there as King Nebuchadnezzar says exactly what Isaiah 14 said. So that kind of blows that away. And I will get in one more verse because it's very important. I think it's 1 Timothy 6, 15. Anyway, there's only one potentate, King of kings and Lord of lords. Only he has immortality that dwells in the light, which no man has seen and no man can approach. Well, guess what? You and I do not have immortality, and there can't be an eternal burning hell because you don't have an immortal soul. In fact, immortal soul, eternal soul is not even mentioned anywhere in the Bible.
There's so many fascinating concepts that Gary unlocks in his book, To Hell with the Devil, book available wherever books are sold. Gary's website is luciferexposed.com. We're touching the surface on today's program. The book goes into much depth. It's a very challenging, thought-provoking book. Gary, what are the biggest misconceptions that Christians have about Lucifer? What are we getting wrong?
Well, because there's so many... I mean, you see so many things advertised about Lucifer, the history of Lucifer. They make him out to be nearly a god. Well, he fell out of heaven. He fell from heaven. Wait a minute. Lucifer in that 14 verses, I'll ascend to heaven. So there's somewhere a mistake there. So he didn't fall out of heaven. He wanted to ascend to heaven. That was Nebuchadnezzar. It's because it's so controversial. And, you know, it's some people want to believe in that, and others, and this broadcast, I hope, will clear things up. There's no such thing as Lucifer. It doesn't exist. Nebuchadnezzar, yes, he's history, so we know all about him. But, yeah, that's basically it, I guess.
Well, that's fascinating and changes the way we think about Lucifer, and we're going to challenge the way you think about a lot of areas in Scripture as we go through the program today with our guest, Gary Randall Wallace. His book is available wherever books are sold, To Hell with the Devil. His website is luciferexposed.com. You talk in the book as well about two miracles. Talk about that and the importance that those have played in your life.
Well, I tell you something. I don't know if anyone's ever had this experience, but my father heard the audible voice of God, and my mother, years later, heard the audible voice of God speak to her. My dad was in Germany fighting World War II. He was a medic. He had to go pick up body parts, and the worst job you could have. Imagine going out and friends you got blown up. He told me one time a guy got hit with a shell, and his body spread out in a quarter of an acre. But he's getting ready to jump in a foxhole because, the bombs are coming down. There's a bunch of men in the foxholes. He's ready to get in there to save himself. Just as he just thought about a voice, right? He said, someone behind him said, don't do it, Red. And he looked behind him. There was nobody. A bomb hit that dugout, and everyone in that foxhole got killed. So that was a miracle. Now, the second miracle happened when I was 15 years old, 1962. I had a tumor the size of a softball in my right arm, and it was malignant. Went to the hospital, took x-rays. A doctor called my mother a week or so later, said, Margaret, I don't know how to tell you this, but we're going to have to take Gary's arm off at the shoulder, and he may live a few years. And when Mom got off the phone, she started crying. And when she started crying, she heard the voice, daughter, where's your faith? Now, here's the miracle. It wasn't, and this is Stanford University Hospital. It wasn't, I think, a week or 2 weeks later. The only man that performed the very first bone transplant popped up at Palo Alto Hospital. I think he was from Chicago. I think his name was Thatcher. But he came there and connected with my doctor, and that's what saved my life. They took the bone out and the tumor attached to it, put pins in my arm, put shin bone and connected the elbow to the shoulder, and put a titanium plate with six screws. I still have it in my arm, of course. It's on my website. But that was a miracle. I mean, you can say, well, yeah, but so no. That was from God. There's no way that happened. And Mom says, and here's the voice, daughter, where's your faith?
Yes.
And the only man in has ever done a bone plant shows up at my hospital and meets my doctor. So that was a real miracle.
Certainly more than coincidences. And when you think back in 1962, cancer was pretty much a death sentence at that point. So you were really up against the odds. And to see things change like that so dramatically with a whole new innovation and a whole new concept in medicine, and he happens to be at your hospital and happens to talk to your doctor and happens to cure you. It's just it's an amazing story. The book is full of amazing stories and challenging thoughts as well. The book is To Hell with the Devil. The author is Gary Randall Wallace, our guest on the program. His website is luciferexposed.com. You'll learn a lot going to the website. You can order the book there as well. You talk in the book about two things that are very important, especially today, important and misconceptions about hell and the Sabbath. Let's start with hell. What are the misconceptions we have about hell?
Well, first of all, as I said, Jesus said there's only one potentate king, only he has immortality. That says it right there. You and I do not have immortality. You can't burn in eternal hell because you're not immortal. And the Bible says no immortality, eternal death, and all that. And here's what sets it up. The interpretation, and this is really your concordance, hell in the Bible is mentioned, I think, 53 times in the Old New Testament. Hell in the Bible is Sheol in the Hebrew. The grave, period. Hades, the place of the dead, grave, pit. So this says exactly what hell means throughout the Bible. It's a grave. That's it. There's no burning hell. That That came from, you know, that goes back to the time of Constantine, and you know, the Christians went to bed with Rome, and then, of course, established the RCC, the RRC, and those false doctrines came out of there. We've got so many. I'm not going to be. Jesus said, "I'm a man that tells you the truth, and you want to kill me." And I'm sure that they're going to want to kill me after you hear these truths. But I'll stand by the Word of God. And if you could show me anywhere in the Scripture I'm wrong, hey, I'll get down and repent. But you can't. This is God's truth. This is the last days. We are definitely in. I mean, we're in the area of corruption and destruction. I mean, everyone sees that, you know, and especially the Sabbath. Now, this is very important. The fourth commandment, God's Sabbath. This is the important message God wants for his people to hear today, especially the Protestant church. God says, keep my Sabbath, for it is my sign. In the Hebrew, it means my mark of my people. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Church, Protestant churches worship on Sun God Day. They don't worship on the Sabbath. Now, of course, you know, we got the SDA. They do. But God's saying, it's my sign. It's my mark of my people, the Sabbath. So I hope the Protestant churches and pastors out there look at that scripture and say, hey, you know what? I think we better keep God's Sabbath, because then we'll have the sign. We'll have the mark of God and not the mark of the beast of the Sunday worship. So that's pretty clear. It's, you can't deny it. So,
well, yeah, it is clear. It's hard to deny. So why have we? Literally for centuries, haven't we? Why have we? Why does that exist in church teaching?
Well, I tell you what, and I remember a long time, it made pastors a lot of money. Let's face
okay.
it. I remember going to service, and they'd preach hell burning and this and that. If you don't get saved today, and you're going to burn in hell and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, and then, of course, and the pastor say, God spoke to me last night and told me there's 20 people in this congregation is going to give $1,000. So that hell preaching, it would scare the pants off of them, scare the wallet right out of their pants. So,
yes.
You know, that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's so much of that today. Yeah, so much of that today. False prophets, my God. You can name them. I mean, Kenneth Copeland, you can name Benny Hinnhouse. I call him Hinnhouse. Benny, but there's a lot of them out there that just, let's face it, they're billionaires. They buy billionaire planes. They have billionaire mansions. Listen to what God said in the Bible about Jesus. The foxes have holes, the birds of the nests have nests, the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. Whoa, he didn't have a fancy golden chariot, did he?
No.
So, yeah, that's it. He came, and I just tell people today, by God, we've got a Father that put his own Son on the cross, shed his blood, for what? To give you eternal life. I'm telling people today, this is the opportunity. Don't wait, because it's close. We're close to the final curtain, and I'm just asking, I don't care what you've done in life, God will save you. God will forgive you if you get on your knees, ask him into your heart, and repent. And believe me, you'll be saved forever. No, not just for a week. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to go out and screw up, and you know, which I did when I got saved. You know, your sins are forgiven forever. And just when you get up, one of my scriptures, a just man falleth seven times and rises again, but the wicked falleth into mischief. So they rise again. The just people rise again. They may fall, whatever, but they get up and keep on going, standing by God's word and his promises.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned some preachers and in it for the money. If you look at some of the TV evangelists, remember their names, write their names down, and then Google their net worth, and you will be shocked. You will think you've got a country's net worth there rather than one individual who is preaching the gospel on television throughout the week. So just check that out sometime, and you'll be shocked to find that out. And what Gary is talking about is exactly accurate. Gary Randall Wallace, our guest on the program. The book is To Hell with the Devil. It's Time to Blow the Lid Off Lucifer's Coffin. Available wherever books are sold. It is a must read. His website is luciferexposed.com. Is it possible that for centuries, church teachings have overlooked important biblical truths? It sounds like you're saying, yes, it is. And it continues.
Well, and the scripture says, beware of those that teach that gain is godliness. That's in 1 Timothy. What's that saying? When you got preachers out there teaching about, hey, you just send me $100 and God's going to make you a rich man. And I, besides that, I got a billion-dollar jet, and I need a bigger one.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. The truth. I wish that was just, you know, that's the truth. That's the condition we're in today. And I'm hoping the Lord will, if I always said, and I say, Lord, if I ever get a chance to speak to people, I'm not going to have you go to some of these churches, and it's like going to Las Vegas and watching a dance show. It's no spirit. It's just, entertainment.
Yes.
But I'm hoping to see the day I can get in and be in a church where I'll see a church. And I want us, you know what praising means in the scripture? Simply means to raise your hands. Doesn't mean to say it. You don't have to say anything. Lift your hands. That's praise to God. And that's something I'd like to see. And I truly believe if I get that chance, I'm going to see God's Spirit come down and say, people, you want to feel the presence of God. You want to see what it's going to like to feel His heavenly presence. Lift your hands up. You don't have to say a thing. You don't have to shout. You don't have to get up and dance. And I believe we'll see the power of God move like nothing before since forever. So anyway, I better stop preaching because I might have to pass an offering and get a couple $1,000.
Yeah, you want to be up.
And then you'll be rich.
Well, you'll be updating your golf stream here before long. So we do need to stay away from that. Gary Randall Wallace, our guest on the program, speaking the truth. This book does as well. To Hell with the Devil, book available wherever books are sold. LuciferExposed.com. What's one Bible verse that changed the way you viewed Satan forever? Is there anything in the Bible that when you read it, it's like, okay, that's not the way I've been taught?
I tell you, one of my favorite verses, and I remember years ago someone asked me because they wanted to, hey, Gary, do you remember that verse you told me about? So it obviously touched somebody that called me at that time. Let me read Isaiah 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame be kindled upon thee. What a promise that is. I mean, that to me, when people hear that, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You've got problems. I've lost my daughter when I was on Father's Day, my only child. And I know what it's like to hurt and pain. And there's people out there in pain right now. Drugs, fentanyl, the multi-millions of crime that is this total country is out of control. And I mean, I've had, nightmares and then I woke up. So I'm connecting something there, but I won't get into that. But
well,
so,
you touch so many people that I'm sure listening and can relate to what you're talking about. How important is it for people to study the scripture personally, not necessarily accept what's being told them, but read it and discern for themselves, which is what you have done?
That's exactly what people did. I mean, that's exactly what they should be doing. Sure, you got a pastor there, you'll say, get on your, at night, and I every night, I have for, oh gosh, 40-some-odd years, I read the scriptures almost every night, and that's when you have that personal relationship with the Lord. That's when you and the Lord are together with His Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and that's where you learn. And God, if you say, Lord, please, open my heart to the scriptures, explain this. So that's the best place to be. I know sometimes it's hard if you read the King James Version or things like that, but I stick strictly with the King James Bible. And that's how I've learned through all these years. Yeah, I'll read some scriptures maybe sometime. Doesn't seem to do anything for me, but I'll read some scriptures sometime and I know God's speaking to me. And brother, you cannot trade that for $1 billion.
We started talking about the visions that came in two parts. The second part, you talked about the final days, and people are like, are we in the final days? What can we expect in the final days? Or are we in the final days, and do you think you'll live to go through them?
Yes, I do. And one reason I'll say that again, when I remember when I was young and went to church and got saved, but, I went out on a bender one night and me and my cousin, drank it up. And next day I came home and my wife had a friend come over and she visited for a while. And all of a sudden I start preaching to her. I was going, you know, I'm preaching, and I said, what a hypocrite I am. And there was a time, and I said, I'm not going to church anymore. I'm done. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. And that's when God spoke to me. He said, Gary, I love you. I'll never leave you or forsake you, even till the end of the world. So I know, yes, this is the end of the world. We're living right now in Revelation 13, the beast, okay? They talked about that first beast. That second beast was the lamb that spake as a dragon. Brother, we're here. Gee, the lamb is the United States. The beast, of course, the RCC, RRC, whatever. But that's the beast that spake as a dragon. And that lamb and that beast that spake as a dragon, you read it down, they're going to institute the mark of the beast. Unfortunately, it looks like our country is going to be involved in that. But it says right there at the end of that chapter, the mark of the beast. Now, the 14th chapter, whoa. Oh, man. God is going to bring the greatest tribulation mankind has ever seen, and he's going to destroy exactly everyone that took that mark. So, you know, try to tell people and try to warn them the best I can. And I, every time I see somebody, I give them a book or to read but no, it's here. I heard on YouTube someone saying that they're going to pass a Sunday law. Okay. And the Sunday law, once that's passed, you'll have to have a mark and you won't be able to buy or sell. So once you take that mark on the sun god day, then you're going to see the destruction God's talking about. And I'm telling you, it's talk about hell on earth. But anyway, yeah, we are in the 13th chapter. Read that chapter. Read the 14th chapter of Revelation. Because you'll read there, you're going to see exactly where we're at. And we're living in those two chapters right there, right now.
We're going through, in these days, corruption, destruction. Is that a sign of the final days? Is that part of what we can expect?
Oh, absolutely. We've never seen such corruption and immorality as we've seen it in our lifetime. Even Paul said, in the last days, you're going to turn away from the truth and turn to fables. There's so many fables out there, and I unlock a lot of gospel truth here. It's been hid for, geez, years and years. But no, definitely, we're here. Corruption, it's just sad because to see what's happening, and I like I said, I blame a lot of the churches, not all of them, but because there's just a few that really preach God's truth and preach the loving Father that sacrificed his own son to give us eternal life. But there's so many churches out there that, you know, it's all about money. It's about getting you happy and being rich. It's sad, but that's the way it is. That's the way we are today. And I say, if you decide to follow the Lord, you search for a church. And I remember when I got saved, I think it was about 10 churches I went through. I finally went to one, and then I got saved. But you may go to church and nothing happens. You may keep going. You'll find a place, and you'll find a place where you feel the presence of God. And when me and my brother got saved in this church, we went down to the altar crying, bawling. I'm going to share this real quick. We went to this church. We were sitting there, and it was kind of an intermission there. And also we heard behind us somebody speaking, and I thought it was Arabic or some kind of foreign language. So I'm looking for a tan guy with a turban on his head. I look over, and me and my brother look over. It's a little redheaded Irishman. And my brother and I look at him and said, well, what the heck was that about? Well, it wasn't too long after that. Somebody from the church called me and said, Gary, the Lord really put my heart for you to get baptized in water. And, of course, I just put it off. Oh, you betcha. Sure, yeah. When I got off the phone, believe it or not, there was a book by Billy Graham talking about baptism of water. So wow. I thought, maybe I should go and do it. And I did it. Me and my brother, my wife, his wife, we all got baptized in water. But here's something very, very important. It wasn't too long after that. I was just, you know, I worked the night shift. My wife worked the day, and my daughter's in school. I was just putting up some mirror on a wall. And I had the tape because we had taped that baptism in the water. Well, I was listening to myself, and they spoke a few words, and when I talked and said, and when I hit that water, I heard the water splash in the baptism. My hands went up in the air, and I started speaking another tongue. Nobody told me, nobody touched me, nobody laid hands on me. I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost just as they did on the day of Pentecost. And brother, I tell you, you need that baptism of the Holy Ghost. I I can't express it any greater than that, because if you pray to God, God will baptize you in the Holy Ghost. And that was the promise. Next to Calvary, that's the greatest thing in history, because God brought his Spirit, put his Spirit in his people on that day of Pentecost. And so I just hope people listen and read my book, get my book, learn some of the truth, and get prepared, because God loves you. God, I mean, if people knew, they'd be overwhelmed. I'm sorry if I break a net.
Well, I understand that. And that's in your book. If you read Gary's book, it's all outlined there for you, a roadmap to hell with the devil. Gary Randall Wallace, his website is very simple, luciferexposed.com. Give you all the information there, a lot of information there, and guide you to be able to buy the book. I'll direct you to Amazon, of course, any of the usual places. And to wrap up what we were just talking about, if somebody said, how do I know if I'm in the right church? I think what you were saying is you will know. If you go in with an open heart and open mind, because you went in and you were overcome and you knew right then, obviously, that that was the church for you. It's really rather simple with an open heart, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a search, though. You've got to go and look,
yes.
search. But when you get touched by God's Spirit, and like when it did me and my brother, man, I'm telling you, we cried like babies when we went down to that altar. I'm not going to say everybody's going to be crying like a baby, but when you get touched by the Lord, your heart, your soul is going to be touched.
We got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about the reaction you're getting. Is Kenneth Copeland buying your book and passing it out to people? I mean, what kind of a reaction from the mainstream religious organizations that have been maybe misguiding us, misleading us, misconceptions that they've been preaching for years? What kind of response are you getting from those people and from average people that have read your book with an open mind and now beginning to question their own beliefs?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't sold a lot of books, and I, you know, what I got published through Faith Publishing when I first got it, and I sold about, maybe 1,300, but I really don't know anymore, because like I said, I'm trying to get hooked up with an organization. They talk about republishing, and if you do that, then you get republished, and then you get royalties for your book, which I'm money. I'm God has blessed me. I could go on another testament about that. We came from a poor family. I'm Cherokee Choctaw. We come from Oklahoma. I mean, we didn't have running water in the house, just had outhouses. And I mean, we were poor people, but, God has blessed me. I won't go into all that, but I'm not in need of anything. I've got everything I could possibly want, but, that's what I hope for. I'd like to see, well, in my book, I do get someone mentioned and talked about the book and gave me a good, a report on it in the book, when it was written. But I haven't really contacted a lot of, organizations or things like that to, get some more reaction out of it. But, you can buy it at Amazon, all your bookstores, but, yeah, that's about that. I'm really believing this time right now, this interview today, and after this, we're gonna see the move of God like people have never seen before. Because the ones that hear this message, and if they'll just lift their hands up, say, Lord, I want to be saved. Forgive me my sins. By God, it's done. No, there's nothing else. You don't have to do anything else.
But
look for a church. Yeah. You ain't got to do any hoops or pay half your salary to get saved and send this guy $1,000 so he can buy a new jet.
We're back to the jet again and the money.
Yeah.
It's the message, not the money, that Gary is motivating Gary in what he's doing.
Exactly.
And this book, To Hell with the Devil, book available, as he mentioned, wherever books are sold. It's really a fascinating read. And one review that I read, make a point.
Yeah, Rick, there's something very important that I've added in my new edition of my book. Now, you've heard about the crime in this country, the fentanyl, the thousands of our women getting raped and murdered,
yes,
et cetera, et cetera. Now, here's God's law. You murder, you die. That's it. There is no life sentence. There's no prison where you're getting three meals a day and you're warm and comfortable in bed. That doesn't happen in God's kingdom. Once you do that, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And believe me, if we took that God's law and took that law, I'll tell you, millions would get saved. Millions would look and say, you better think twice before you do that because God's going to destroy. It's over. You murder, you die. That's what the Word of God says. And if we could do that, look at the millions we spend in prison. We have to pay these guys that, you know, that murdered people, killed people, raped people, you know, get them for a nice one. Probably a lot of more watch pornography in those prisons. No prisons. God didn't build prisons back then. You murdered, you died. But he did give you seven cities of refuge. If you murdered someone, it was by accident, and you had a place to go. And God's merciful. God is, well, like I said, that song, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love.
Yep, yes.
God is love. God is love. That's what the scripture says. So, yes, we need God, absolutely, and never in such a time. It's so close. I mean, it is so close, so close.
It is not a complicated message. What we need now is love, sweet love, as Gary has mentioned.
Absolutely.
Reading one of the reviews, it says everything is backed up with scripture, and that's another important point. These are not just random thoughts that Gary has. These are thoughts that are well-developed, and he backs them up with scripture. The book is To Hell with the Devil. Final question before we have to leave here today. If every Christian could understand just one truth from your book, what would you want it to be? What would the takeaway be after they read To Hell with the Devil?
Well, they're going to hear the truth, which is many have been hidden for, like I said, centuries. You go back to Constantine. Why are we worshiping on the Roman sun god day? We should be worshiping God's Sabbath. And I just admonish, you know, tell people, don't wait. Don't wait, because once you, and sincere, when you're sincere with God, believe me, it's not going to say things will happen overnight, but I'll guarantee you will see your life change. You'll see incidences happening, and you say, my gosh, that was a coincidence. No, it wasn't a coincidence. It was God. You'll find that after you've got on your knees and accepted the Lord into your heart, because he will come into your heart, and your life is going to be changed. You're going to be guided. Your spirit's going to be guided by our Heavenly Father, and guiding you to eternal paradise where there's no more sin, no more sorrow, and no more death.
Gary, an important conversation, and the time has gone by way too quickly. Our guest is Gary Randall Wallace. The book is To Hell with the Devil. The book is available wherever books are sold, directed to Amazon. On our website, there's an Amazon link and a link to Gary's website, which is LuciferExposed.com. Gary, a pleasure. Best of luck with the book and the message, a very important one. Thank you for being with us on the program and sharing it with everyone.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate you allowing me to come on your show, and God's going to bless you. Believe me, you're allowing this for the people to hear the truth.
Well, I thank you for taking the time.
I really appreciate you.
Well, you're welcome. Okay. And I appreciate you being with us on the program. And I'd also like to thank PrimeTech Virtual for arranging our conversation today. Their mission is to help authors succeed, focusing on offering affordable and competitive services. That's PrimeTech Virtual. You are listening to This Week in America. You can listen to all of our programs on 28 podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, TuneIn, Audible, Google, many more. Also, of course, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Blue Sky. And don't forget, while you're there, to like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.